Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Love After, a new branch off series from After the Island, where I'm going to be talking with past reality TV contestants about kind of the aftermath of being on a show. And for today's episode, we have Josh with us.
What's going on? How are you? I appreciate it.
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just got off actually one of those 72-hour water fasts. You ever heard about those that are like going around? So I actually feel great today.
No, I could never do that.
It was a lot. It's really more mental. The first day was tough. Second day was brutal. And then the third day you start like using energy off your body's like stored fat. I was like buzzing yesterday. So
I feel like that's like a huge part of kind of what you've been up to too after, is like you've really dove into this like health and wellness, fitness.
Yeah. I mean, it's been really interesting, right? It's been an absolute journey from, you know, just getting off of the show and then what, 2.5+ years later now. I really just wanted to use my platform to help as many people as I could and kind of highlight what I'm passionate about and how I kind of go about my day and my values and kind of, you know, what I stand for. And just hopefully, you know, resonates to the right people. And just, I'm a firm believer, if you stay authentic, if you just be yourself, not try and be somebody else or fake stuff or whatever the case may be, like you're always going to succeed no matter what you're doing.
Totally. I think the more truth you put into like what you're putting out there, the better the return is going to be on like what you see. And you're going to cultivate a better audience and a better community, because it's like you're really speaking to like what you feel in your heart rather than just like what I think is going to perform best.
100%. Like, you know, I'll get, you know, the first DM I ever got about when I started to get into health and fitness, it's like, oh my God, you've completely changed my life just following your things, or like, you know, implementing certain things. Like I've been able to, you know, lose X amount of weight, or, you know, get a relationship, or, you know, get all this confidence, or whatever the case may be. Right. And it's just like that right there. You're like, wow, like that really hits. Like you're changing somebody's life. And like, if you could just impact one person out of everyone that you reach, like you're kind of fulfilled.
I literally wrote that in a caption last night on something I posted. I was like, I don't even care if this video does well. I was like, even if it reaches like one person, like that's worth it. Like even if it helps just one person.
100%. So many, I feel like, you know, attention is currency right now, right? Like so many people are craving for attention, for social media, for eyeballs. And I think that so many people are scared to make content because they're scared of like, you know, what people are going to think of them, or what people are going to say, or I might not do that. If you just be yourself, be authentic, and like, it'll reach, right? And like, nobody cares after a week if you said something, like, you know, so it's just, if it'll reach the right people eventually, if you're trying to send a message.
Yeah. I think too, you don't build up just like random followers here and there then when you're just like throwing shit at the wall to see what sticks. But you're actually building like a really good community. Have you ever heard the book of, what is it, like 1,000 True Fans?
No.
I don't know the title, but I'll look it up after. But basically the book is just like, if you can just get 1,000 really good fans, like you're set. Like it's golden.
100%. Like I think obviously engagement is everything, and like the quality of your audience, right? There's so many people with 1 million followers, but like, you know, only maybe 50,000 of them are true, like engaging and stuff like that. So I think quality over quantity. And I think if you just be consistent, send the right message, it'll kind of stick over time. And that's really what I've just tried to do over the last 2+ years.
Yeah. And it's looked great. Like I even loved your little mental health video you did with some other guys. Like I think Cinco was in it.
Yeah.
And other guys, it was cool. I love seeing stuff like that, especially like the crossover and like getting everyone together to like promote something very meaningful.
Absolutely. I think, you know, Cinco is legit my best friend from the show. Like, we have very similar values. We both came from, you know, sports and then went on the show and didn't expect much and just kind of stayed really, really close throughout. I just saw him last month. But I think we both have that, you know, knack for like understanding men's mental health and like just kind of this new world that we're in. And, you know, as much as people think like, oh, like you got it all together, you did this, like we're still learning every day. Like I adopted this. I was never a part of like social media or whatnot. I never expected in a million years to be on TV. So like, I'm just trying to take with it and run it and run with it and like, you know, just be myself and try and impact people. And, you know, every day is a grind and some days are easier than others, but I think that a lot of people assume that all of us from TV has it all together, but you know, we have our days for sure, you know?
Yeah. That was something I was going to possibly bookmark for later, but I want to bring it up now because it's so important, is that so many people going on to these reality TV shows are not already influencers. Okay. So you basically become an influencer overnight if your show, you know, does well, which is amazing. And it's such a blessing. But what happens is you're almost like fed to the wolves in a way because you are not a trained influencer. Like, you do not know this landscape. You do not know how this job works. Right. Like, anyone in your category of your like following size, whatever, working with brands, whatnot, like you are not trained to know how to pitch yourself for brand deals. Like, you don't know how to execute and capitalize on things. Like, once you come off, the same way someone that's been doing it to build up their entire audience to that same number you have, it's completely different.
100%. There's no, you know, rule book. No one's kind of teaching you. There is obviously some like social media guidance at the end or some attention, but like, it's really nothing. And you kind of get thrown with the wolves. And that's why I think a lot of people that go on these shows end up going back to like normal jobs because it's really hard to build a personal brand. It's really hard to be consistent with social media and content and have a sort of niche and a brand. And, all you have to do is just kind of stick with it, believe in what you do, and eventually it'll kind of fall into place. I don't necessarily consider myself an influencer. Like, I understand it, right? Like, and I think I'm a little bit of both, but I think an influencer is, you know, promote other people's products. I think I'm an entrepreneur at heart and like I create my own variation of a little bit influential with other companies as well that I partner with. I think I'm a little bit of both, but I think that's the real difference. And, you know, I think both of them are great, but I went to business school, you know, I grew up with my dad being an entrepreneur. I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur and all I want to do is create businesses and products and help people and really have my personal brand expand rather than kind of, you know, posting these random videos, which I do obviously, and I appreciate the support. I think I do a little bit of both, but that's really kind of where my main focus is now and kind of, you know, tunnel vision on that.
So, but like take someone, so I had like a marketing background. I also had like a little bit of an Instagram following before. So I kind of knew the landscape when I came off. I didn't know how like to that capacity really to tell, but like take someone that was like a server or a teacher or something. They don't have that like social media background already to like know what to do. And it's funny, the more I talk to people, like obviously we started off with the island and I've talked to so many people that have come off of reality TV at this point, it's wild. I don't even know how many episodes we've put out, but I would say like a common thing is a lot of people, like you don't know what to do right when you get off. And what they kind of teach you is not social media and how to handle it or what to do with it at all. They teach you like PR of like, do not engage with hate comments. Like that is very much the extent that you get from like a network. And not to plug myself for a second, but I made an e-course on influencer marketing, teaching people how to, you know, become influencers, content creators, and make money from your social media. But I'm coming out with a division that is specifically tailored to post reality TV contestants because it is so specific, kind of these steps that you should be taking when you come off a show that you don't know what to do. And like you said, no one's going to tell you.
Right.
So I think like you can meet someone to like, I've had so many people where after I've finished an interview, been like, wait, can I talk to you for a second? I'm like, yes. Don't make a couple's YouTube channel, make your own separate channels. Like, I don't know what can happen. Like, you know, there's so many little things that like, you just don't know that you should be doing.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. And I support that 100% because I do think that there are so many TV shows out there now, right? There's so many reality shows and nobody knows what the hell to do afterwards. And you kind of just take a moment with it. And some people are up for the challenge and some people aren't. And it's hard and it attacks your mental health. And I think it's great because people do need kind of that roadmap essentially to be able to navigate that and how to kind of go about it. And it does affect people's mental health. And I think the hardest part for a lot of people, and I think that, you know, I've gone through it too, is that once you've gone through that, right? Like you can never shut it off. Like you can never go back to your normal, I mean, normal life. Like before, you know, 2.5 years later, you're walking down the street. Someone wants to take a picture with you. Like it's mind boggling to a certain extent. Like you always have to be in it. And I think there's a certain status of pressure. There's a certain status of just being very self-aware when you are out in public or just kind of like who you are. Right. And it's tough. It's tough. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, like, you know, poor you, like you have a, you know, but it's very interesting. And I think it's a different dynamic and it's hard to kind of explain unless you've gone through something like that. And kind of relate to it.
Totally. So on the flip side, I want to kind of go all the way back to like, since the whole theme of it, love after, and your after period was obviously a lot different than most people coming off a reality show, because you also had like such an abrupt ending. You were, you know, woken up in the middle of the night and told that your sister Lindsay had passed away. So you and Shannon then decide to leave. Like, what was that like? Were you just in absolute shock?
Yeah, it even just kind of like gives me chills thinking about it, because you know I don't think about it a lot, but going back on it, it's just like a surreal, completely surreal experience. You know, like I describe it as like the best time of your life and the worst time of your life coming together all at one, and then whatever those emotions are just kind of like come out, and there's really no right way to express it. I think I was very confused for a while. You know, like you said, not an influencer before the show, right? Just a normal kid, college athlete. I was in the College World Series. Next day I hopped on a plane to Hawaii and my life kind of changed. And you come off of that, you have 80,000 text messages, all of these new social media followers, all these people wanting your attention and interviews and all that stuff. And then I'm dealing with something that is very private. I'm a very private person in general. Now, obviously, I have to be very public about my life, which was hard for me. But that's something that you go through very private with your family. And I think that because it was so public for me, it was just a whirlwind of emotions. And I can't even begin, like words don't even describe kind of how that went about. Yes, I was woken up in the middle of the night because of the time difference. Didn't know what was going on. Originally, I thought I was getting kicked off the show for something because they didn't tell me what was going on.
Right.
They funneled me into this room and it's just my entire extended family on Zoom. My sister wasn't there. My mom is the strongest woman that I seriously know on this planet. Like having to tell your child 5,000 miles away that your only sibling, your best friend, your sister had passed away in the middle of the night must have been, I can't even imagine, you know, how that was. It was awful. You know, I went through hours and hours of just crying and like, what's going on? Very confused because you're kind of living in that bubble, right?
Right. It's already a shock coming back to the real world that like adding something dramatic on top of it, I can't even imagine.
And then basically, you know, Ben, you know, the executive producer of the show gave us two options. Like we can either vanish you off the show or you can collect yourself, go back in the room. We'll wake everyone up and you can put your mic back on and kind of explain in your words what's going on, why you guys have to leave. Because obviously me and Shannon were an intricate part of the show.
Right. And I think you guys were like on set to win.
Going to win, you know, in so many words. And it was right before the finale. So I think that just getting up and leaving without kind of explaining a little bit what was going on was just not fair to the Islanders that I had been there, my best friends for a while.
Right.
And also the fans, America, that had been following our journey. Right. I kind of wanted to say it in my words of essentially what was going on, why we had to leave, and that my sister had passed away, unfortunately, and I have to be there for my family. I also didn't want people spreading their own narratives or rumors of kind of why we left. Not that I care, but it's just like I wanted everyone to kind of know what's going on. This is the situation, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah. So immediately after, so you get on you and Shannon get on the same flight, and you both fly immediately to your family.
Yeah, I will say one thing. You know, all things aside, like Shannon was an absolute rock throughout that entire thing.
Yeah.
She had lost her father many years before, so she had dealt with grief and loss. I had not like that, especially in a family member before. So she didn't have to leave the show. She left the show with me. We hopped on like three different connecting flights back to Boston. It was like almost a whole day of traveling. You know, by the time we got back, just exhausted. Go in straight to my house with 100 of my closest family and friends there. Like it's just like sensory overload, you know, coming off that. And then with the whole thing with my sister, and it's just, I don't wish that upon my, you know, worst enemy. It was a really, really tough time for me and my family. You know, I think that we are you know, doing well under the circumstances. Like I said, my mom is super strong, my parents, my dad. And I think it's just every day is just a, you know, a journey, and it's just navigating. I think of my sister every day, you know, she put me in this situation.
Wasn't she the reason you decided to do the show?
Yeah, she actually signed me up for the show behind my back while I was finishing grad school in college. Yeah, I get a call from Love Island one day. Like, hey, this is Boba from Love Island. I'm like, what? Who? I had never watched the show. Called my sister, and she's like, oh my God, they called you? She's like, I've been signing you up for shows for the last two years behind your back. I'm like, well, thanks for telling me.
Oh my God.
Going through with the interviews that winter into spring, my last year of college, and, you know, obviously made the show and was an OG, and just kind of had a crazy experience. I was in the College World Series, had the opportunity to play baseball at the next level. And then obviously they were like, we need you to fly out tomorrow to like be here for Love Island. And I was like, you know, I kind of had played everything safe my whole life and been very calculated and very structured with sports and school and everything like that. I was like, I know what I'm going to get out of playing baseball at the next level for the most part. That's my childhood dream, right? But I have no idea what I'm going to get out of this experience. And I kind of like it, right? So I just kind of took a risk and went for it. And I don't regret it at all. Obviously, it's completely changed my life. It's allowed me to do what I do now, which I'm super thankful for. And that's why I am very grounded in the sense that, you know, I do talk to my sister every day, and I'm very appreciative of the opportunity. And I feel like I have more added pressure because I'm like, I don't want to let you down, right? Like, this is all you're making. This is you, right? And I'm just trying to be the best version of myself every single day and kind of just spread her message and her positivity, because she was an amazing person. And not that anyone deserves to die, but like, definitely not her, especially that young. And I just try and keep that message going and really just kind of have her live vicariously through me. And that's really kind of my motor right now, and kind of what
gets me. The scholarship behind Lindsay's name, what is her scholarship?
Yeah, so it's with the Emmaus House. She was a social worker in our community in the
town. Oh my goodness.
Trouble kids, you know, like in bad situations. Yeah. She was the most selfless person that I know. And that's kind of the organization that we have partnered with her scholarship. It helps. She has the Lindsay Beth Goldstein Memorial Scholarship that we give out to a high school student normally that's going to the same college that she did, had really good grades, is a sense of the community, like kind of in that same field that she was in. And we've given it out twice now. So I was actually at the ceremony last year, giving it out to, you know, an awarding recipient. So it's really cool. Just kind of having her name and her message kind of live on. It's been an awesome experience. My mom, you know, has been, you know, doing a lot of the stuff behind the scenes, and just really like, we had a celebration of life the year anniversary that she passed. And it's crazy. Like, it's not like, oh, we're mourning her death. It's like, we're celebrating the life that she had. Right. So there's a huge difference. And I think, you know, just to see all the people that showed up for her services and even the celebration of life, just, you know, speaks volumes of the person that she was.
Yeah. 100%. And like, all of that is so special to have that and, you know, be able to see, you know, these students then get to go on and like live in like her message and the things that she believed in too.
100%. 100%. Yeah. It's really awesome to see.
And she definitely would have been so proud of you even like today to see where you're at. Like, what you've done too is like, if I had to take a map of like 1 through 150 or 200, how many total Islanders there are, and I ranked the people based on like who I think is doing the most successful or who has like really gone on to like use their platform for good things, like, you know, you got to be up there in the top five people that have really like done something really good with it, you know.
I appreciate that really means a lot. Obviously there's been a lot of Islanders, there's been a lot of successful people. Like I said, I really just try and be authentic and be true to myself. And just, you know, send the message that I would, how I live my life on a daily basis. And hopefully that resonates with a lot of people. I think that a lot of people resonated with me losing my sister as well. So I kind of talked with people about that, and they helped me in situations that they've had over the years. And I think it was just this big community that kind of all came together. And then obviously what I'm doing now, again, creating my own product, building my own fitness company, helping hundreds and thousands of people. It's been really, really cool, and it's a grind. It's not easy, right? Being your own boss, as you know, and kind of, you know, policing your own shit.
Yeah, like, hold yourself accountable.
Hiring employees and holding yourself accountable and waking up and no one is telling you to do stuff. And, it's been an absolute journey the last 2.5 years, but I wouldn't have, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world. And I would not be where I am now if I had not kind of done everything up to this point.
So well said, and so completely true. I also wanted to ask you, like, how obviously all of that was so, you know, out of body experience. How did that affect the relationship with Shannon? You know, this is the first time, like she said, that was the first time she met your family. Like, and you already have like your relationships reintroduced to the world. You're like meeting each other's family and friends. And then on top of that, you have everything else happening. It's like, how does that impact the actual relationship?
Right. I definitely, like I said, kudos to her in that sense. I couldn't imagine roles reversed if I was involved in her family like that the first time that you meet. Again, I just think it speaks volume, the person that she was, you know, and kind of jumping into that, it's probably overwhelming. You know, she was there for me through the services and the wake and meeting all my friends and family. Like, that's not a normal first experience, especially starting public on a TV show.
Right.
With all of this pressure. And listen, like, none of us expected to find someone on that show, right? Like,
right.
In general terms, like, I have never been a relationship type of person. I'm very confident with who I am. I'm very comfortable with being alone. The person that I'm with has to be very aligned with my values and where my future is and kind of how I go about my daily business. So I think it was just very unexpected. And then we did have this magical journey and fall in love, right? And then take that to the outside world and then add, you know, the whole loss and all of those eyeballs on top of it. I'd be naive to say that there was not a lot of pressure on our relationship and that it didn't affect it, right? I think that we did as good of a job as we could have to navigate it. You know, we were together for almost 2 years. And, you know, we moved in together and, you know, our relationship was awesome. You know, just to kind of set the record straight, if there are people who don't, you know, and obviously there's comments here and there and stuff like that. Me and Shannon are not together at this point. We broke up about 6 or 7 months ago. No bad blood, right? Like, we don't really communicate or follow each other or anything like that. I think that we were just at two totally different points in our lives. Like, I'm very focused on setting up my future in business and kind of setting up, you know, my financials and, you know, my small core friends and all of that stuff. And I just think our values didn't align up to a certain point on that sense. Like I said, I'm very grateful for this opportunity. I had an unbelievable experience on Love Island, but like, that is not my identity. Like, reality TV is not like what I aspire to be or who I am. It's just something that I did, right? And I really want people to kind of know that. Again, love everybody at Love Island. Unbelievable experience, 10 out of 10. And I'm so grateful for everything. But I want people to know what I'm doing now. And that's really truly who I am. And I think that I'm not really into the whole party scene anymore. And I'm really just focused on being at peace. I am completely at peace with where I am in my life right now. My business has completely, you know, 3-4x'd. You know, my core people are all there. My family. I'm very in line. I'm creating things. I'm creating businesses. I'm very in line with who I am right now. And I am completely at peace with myself. And I think that's kind of where I am now. But yeah, again, our relationship was great. I think we just came to a point where we wanted two totally different things. And that's not a knock to any of us, right? You know, if we don't communicate and there's no bad blood, but, you know, if somebody died or if there was a situation and one of us called each other, we'd be there for each other, you know, right now. And I think that we went through an experience together that nobody else can replicate. And I think we know that, and there'll always be love there. And, you know, nobody can kind of take that away from us. But I think as you just get older, you get a little bit more understanding of, you know, where you want to be in the next few years. And I just don't think it aligned with each other. And that's completely fine. We're very much adults about it. And I wish her nothing but the best.
Yeah. I would say something with the fans struggle with is like, they decide that your identity is going to be Josh and Shannon Love Island. And it's kind of now time to separate that and be like, she is Shannon and you are Josh. Not even just like Love Island Josh or Love Island Shannon. Like, you guys can each kind of, you know, have your own identity now, and that fans need to kind of understand, like, you need to support these people together or not, because they obviously fall in love with you guys as a couple on the show. And like, that I can speak to. But so it's like really interesting trying to get people, okay, now I need you to know me for just me. So it's like, it's a weird thing, but I think I would say fans are becoming each year. I notice it better and better with accepting that people break up. Yeah. I think the first couple seasons was a lot harder because the fans weren't used to the show and didn't know that like people break up more. Like, you see The Bachelor, like people end up like married and kind of, you know, sometimes the relationships last a lot longer, but like Love Island UK, like a lot of those don't last like even a month. It's, you know, it's and then some are married. Like, it's just a kind of a range, but I think the fans were so set on the fact that like, I followed you as a couple, like you have to stay together. And like, that pressure is crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, I think the best term to describe it is like, you know, people are in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, right? And I think that when you're in it, you kind of think it's a lifetime at first, but once you kind of just navigate life, you know, you kind of go through normal stuff and you realize your values don't necessarily align. I think that, you know, I realized that it was a reason. You know, she definitely helped me through the loss of my sister, and I'm extremely grateful for that. And it was really like a season, right? And there's no harm or, you know, no bad blood about that. But I think that you're right. People just get so ingrained with our relationship. And it was very hard to do our own things and build our own brands while we were together, because you would post a story and people would be like, where's Shannon, or vice versa, where's Josh, right? You couldn't like sneeze without someone asking about your relationship. It was crazy. And I get it, right? People follow you and you become the person that you are for that. But again, 2.5 years later, now I want people to follow me for, you know, and say, oh, I follow Josh because of what he believes in, because of the content that he posts, because of his fitness services and what they provide for people, or X, Y, and Z, right? Whatever it is. And if you follow me for the show too, that's awesome too. I appreciate all the love. But I just think it's like something that I did, an experience that I'll never forget, but it's not who I am.
I think that puts so much pressure on, and it's even crazy. Did you guys have a lot of the, and I know this is like a common thing, people start like the minute you leave, then they're like, okay, when are you guys dating? Okay, when are you guys getting married? Okay, oh my God, is so-and-so pregnant? Like, oh my God, I just ate too much that day or whatnot, or like, it's crazy.
Oh yeah, she would, I think we took a picture one time and my hand was like on her side or like her stomach. People were like, oh my God, she's pregnant. She's wearing a sundress. Like, it was just, it's crazy. Like some of the stuff that goes on. But listen, I get it. People are very involved and, you know, they took a liking to our relationship. And I think that we were both very authentic to who we were, and it resonated to a lot of people. So I completely get it, right? But I also think people that follow a lot of people on, you know, reality TV, especially love shows, need to understand that, you know, we are normal people at the end of the day. We didn't ask for this. And, you know, before the show, we were just regular people, and it's hard to navigate. And there is a lot of pressure. And I think that sometimes we just want to be normal people or understand that, you know, that's only what, 2 months of our life that you see, right? So there's so much other life to progress. And you're not just going to like get married a month later because you guys met on a TV show. So I think popping out of the fake reality into a real reality and just getting people on that page is easier said than done.
Totally. It's wild. Wanted to ask too, like, since, okay, so you said it's been like 6 or 7 months, like, have you dated at all or like started dating? No.
No, not at all. Like I said,
you, like, decide to go about that, because obviously you're going to have people who like want to maybe go out with you or slide into your DMs because they know you from the show and they're like, hey, I live by you, whatever. Or it's like you download dating apps and you start seeing people and they're like, I don't know. It's a weird transition, because I felt so awkward. Like when I first started like dating people, I was like, oh my God, like, do they know I was on a show? When do I tell them I was on a show?
Right. It's very hard to navigate. And I think I understand now, you know, why, again, I consider reality TV people like Z-list celebrities, right? But like, think about A-list celebrities.
Yeah.
I understand why they date each other, right? Because they both have that same sense of like who they are and what their status is. And it's just easier for them to like both be comfortable with it. I think that, again, I told you, I'm very secure with who I am. I've never needed anybody in my life. And it takes a special person to fit that mold of my values, who I am, my routine, and kind of, you know, who I want to be as a person. So I'm completely content with being by myself. Yeah, you know, went on a few dates and stuff like that. But like, I am not dating by any means. Don't have a girlfriend or anything like that. But I think that it is definitely difficult, right? Like, you're out somewhere and, you know, maybe you start talking to someone and eventually there's only so much you can say before
they
either already know who you are or you bring it up, right? And like, there's so much you can say to someone and then they react one of two ways. They're like, oh, I don't even know what that is. I don't care. I'm like, awesome. Yeah. That's sick. Or like, oh my God. Like, oh, you're just like, okay, I'm going to move on. Now.
I love when people react like that, but have no clue what it is. They're like, wait, that's so cool. I need to look it up. And I'm like, oh no.
They're like, oh, like, let me watch your season. I'm like, please don't. Please do not.
Please don't. Oh my God. Yeah. I just went through my boyfriend's younger sister deciding to finally watch my season. And I was like, no.
Tough. You think about it, for you, that was what, 5 years ago?
5 years ago. And I still get messages. I cannot post my boyfriend without getting a single message of like,
where's Zach?
I'm like,
so funny.
I'm like, Zach and I broke up like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. It's not so many people from reality TV experience the same kind of thing. And it's so interesting.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And obviously I get it too, right? And it's not even been, you know, it's been like 6 or 7 months. So I'm sure I'm going to continue to get it for years and years and years. And it comes with the territory and you kind of have to accept that. But like I said, I'm very content with myself, and my main focuses right now are my businesses, my small circle, just like really doing things that I thoroughly enjoy to do. I think that, you know, for me, I'm very selective when I am in a relationship, and it takes a lot for me. And that was a lot for me. And I think to a fault almost when I'm in it, like I'm in it where like, that's my world. The person that I'm with is my queen, my everything. And I want to take care of them in every aspect of life. And I think that I neglect myself in the process a lot. There's only so much bandwidth that you have right throughout the day.
Right.
And I think that since I've just, you know, fully dove into myself and what I'm doing, and just honestly being a little bit selfish, I have been so much more at peace in the process. I have been so much more successful in the process. And I just think a better person overall, where I can really give my all to everyone and kind of what they deserve.
Yeah. I think that's like a part of dating, you know, and as we, you know, see people have relationships, you kind of learn from each one, okay, this time I want to do this differently or that differently, or like this, I want to keep from the last one because I liked this part of this. And yeah. I think that is kind of how like things all come together, you know, in your life too. You can use that kind of like idea for anything.
For sure. I'm a lover at the end of the day. Again, to a friend. So that's,
yeah. You strike me as like the lover boy. It's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's a lot, but when I'm in them, I'm completely a lover boy for sure. I'll admit that.
Yeah. Like I remember when Alex and I watched you like walk into the show, we were like, oh, this is a little fuck boy. And then we were like, oh no, he's like the sweetest one on the show. He's so nice.
That's also like a thing that I get a lot, you know, the tattoos, the way I look, kind of people's first perception of me. They're like, oh, he's a fuck boy. Like he's just a young kid. And listen, like when I was young, I was stupid. I maybe didn't treat women exactly how they deserve to be treated, but I think that I'm just at a point in my life where I'm done with all that. Again, I don't need anyone in my life, but that doesn't mean that I'm out there like, you know, on the streets, right? It's just like kind of how, as for lack of a better term, it's just kind of like how I am right now. And I'm just, yeah, I'm just completely at peace with where I am in my life right now. And I couldn't be happier, to be honest with you.
How old are you right now?
I'll be 27 this month, February.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like you're like doing exactly what like everyone at 27 like should be doing.
Yeah.
Like really aligning like your path of like what you want in life and your career and setting it up. And then once you kind of like really ground those things, you become more like in a better place and more stable to like welcome in something really serious because you're so grounded with everything else. Like it kind of like should come after.
For sure. If I was in a relationship right now, I'd be a disservice to that person just because I'm so focused on what I'm doing right now. And I'm very, you know, mature and self-aware to know that. I think that, you know, you attract what you become, and I'm becoming the person that I always knew that I was going to be. And it's just only going to continue to be up from here. And I think once I'm at a point, then I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, I can dive into something super serious. And, you know, again, it takes a special person to align with, you know, what I want. And I'm not going to settle for you know, someone that doesn't necessarily align just because I feel like alone. Like I'm cool. I love myself. I love where I am. I have a great support system, family and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of how I feel about everything.
What advice would you give to someone like coming off of a reality show or just someone with social media that like receives hate online?
Don't believe any of it. They have no idea who you are. They watched you a little bit on TV. They're probably in their mother's basement typing it away. They hate their lives. They're portraying their insecurities onto you, right? So I think once you realize that and you can't take it to heart, obviously it's easier said than done. A lot of people do take a lot of things to heart, especially I think it's tough right now to be a female on social media because there's so much comparison. So I do empathize with them in that sense. But I think that for me, like if you're very comfortable with who you are, you know your values, you're very, you know, you love yourself, then there's not one hate comment that, you know, could really turn your feather the wrong way. And, you know, at this point, any publicity is good publicity. So, you know, if they're a hater, they're a viewer. If there's no such thing as hater, right? They're following you, they're viewing your stuff. So I think a lot of it just comes on to like that person's insecurities, and just don't feed into it, because it will diminish you. Like, I know people that will just scroll Reddit all day. Like, that is the worst thing that you could do.
Oh my God. Reddit is such a scary place. I would never go on Reddit.
No. They should be working for the CIA or something though. Like, they know everything. It's like screenshot of someone's like leg or like Instagram profile with no name, and they're fucking running scans and searches, and it's like, oh my God, like, you guys have way too much time on your side. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then one last thing I wanted to ask you is, like, what advice pertaining to social media and love and like navigating it post show, like, would you give to someone else that just left a show?
I think just don't do things just for what other people want to see. I think that when you do come off, especially in a relationship, like, so many people want to, you know, see date nights or see this, or have you start a couple's YouTube channel, which we did and then we stopped, right? It's just kind of like, wasn't us. But I think that enjoying where you are in the moment, I think that we got lost in this whole thing originally where we'd be recording every single thing that we were doing and we weren't actually like present in that moment and couldn't even remember like what we did, where we ate, right? Or like what happened. And I think that that takes a lot out of people over a while when you're very open to everyone. Like I said, I'm a very private person. I always have been. And I think that it was a very big adjustment period for me. So I think just like understanding, do what you want and what you believe in, and don't just try and do stuff for other people. And again, it's easier said than done, because people want to be up to date with your lives if you did come off with a relationship or in that type of a situation. But I think just staying true to who you are and what you believe in, and doing things that make you happy rather than other people happy, is what's going to allow you to see the best, you know, longevity in this business or this social media era, and kind of just, you know, not having mental health issues or going crazy.
Right. No, I think that's amazing advice. And I think there's so much that like anyone could take from that. And I hope that, you know, even if it helps one person listen to that, perfect. But you've been such an amazing guest. This has been such a great episode. I'm like so excited for everyone to get to listen to this and hear from you and hear your story and really get like a deep dive and a better understanding of like everything that you went through. Because like you said, it's so unique to you and to you and Shannon, that it's like people are just, you're not going to understand. They're not going to ever understand, you know, to full capacity, but maybe like shed some light on like what it really was like.
For sure. Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on. It's been a while since we've kind of chopped it up like this and talked. Like I said, I don't really talk about Love Island a lot, but I love kind of diving in, and it helps people understand where I'm coming from and the person that I am too. And again, I wouldn't change my journey for the world. That's what happened. And that's kind of led me to where I am now. So super grateful for everything. And it was great to catch up with you again.
Oh, amazing. And to everyone listening to this video, I will link Josh's social medias down below. If you want to go keep up with him and everything he's got going on, you know, like he said, with his businesses, his fitness, his mental health, all of it, it's all down below. And then listeners, please give this video a like, leave us a comment down below of what you thought, leave us a review on the podcast app store. And I'm so excited to hear your guys' feedback. And look forward to the next Love After episode. Thank you again, Josh, so much for coming on today.
Appreciate it, Elizabeth. Take it easy.